I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today, my friends, is the first Sunday of Lent. And our gospel appointed for today speaks of Jesus' own Lenten experience. For 40 days in the desert, our Lord Jesus Christ wrestled with temptation. We all know that traditionally, during Lent, we have done all kinds of things, like giving up certain things, or doing something extra, and so on. I believe that all this is good, but I want to suggest that this Lent 2014, we go deeper and we try to get to the heart of it. The heart of our Lent will be the same as Jesus wrestling with temptation. Now, I am not talking about our ordinary temptations, like the little girl whose name was Jane, who decided to fast. She decided to fast because she wanted to lose 20 pounds during Lent. On the third day, Jane stopped at the cafe for coffee. At the table next to her, a man sat down with a cup of coffee and two Krispy Kreme donuts. These donuts looked very tempting, but Jane did not order one. Then the man got up from his table and walked off, leaving his second donut behind untouched. Jane sat there looking at the donut, considering whether she should take it or not. Finally, Jane reached over, took the donut, and began to eat it, just as the man returned with his second cup of coffee. Today, my friends, I am talking about our basic temptation, just as Jesus wrestled with his basic temptation. 2,000 years ago, his temptation was very rare. Look at it. 400 years, the Jewish people waited for their Messiah. They waited for their Messiah because these people were an oppressed people. They were stepped on. They were persecuted. They were exiled. And so they asked themselves the question, when will our suffering end? Like Psalm 13 asks, how long, O Lord, how long? How long will you hide your face from us? How long will our enemy triumph over us? And patiently, my friends, they waited for their Messiah to deliver them from their oppression. They knew their Messiah would be a powerful king who would lead them back to glory. And when the Messiah came, they could once again hold their heads high. We must remember, my friends, that God's ways are not our ways. God wanted his son to be the servant of all. He would be a suffering Messiah who would die, apparently as a horrible failure, nailed to the cross. And this was just the opposite of what people wanted and of what people expected. So what was Jesus's basic temptation? That temptation is recorded for us in the gospel for today. Show your power, Jesus, by turning stone to bread. Jump off this tower, Jesus, and see if you get hurt. Take as your own all the power and the glory of the whole world. We see, my friends, his temptation. Jesus, be the person everybody wants you to be. Be the hero they expected. Everyone, Jesus, will applaud you and cheer you. These people will not accept anything less. So don't disappoint them, Jesus. Just do it. So we see, my friends, the basic temptation was to be the person everybody wanted him to be. Not the person that God called him to be. I believe, my friends, that our basic temptation is the same as Jesus. What does the society expect us to be? What does Mary and Tom and John expect us to be? What does God expect us to be? It is to be someone other than God calls us to be. To meet the expectations others have of us. And to be someone less than God calls us to be. As we start Lent, we start with this question. What does God want of us here as Christians, as Anglicans, as members of All Angels Church? We know in our hearts that God wants us to be our best. God wants us to be wholehearted people. God wants us to follow Jesus always. Our temptation is to settle for less. We know we are not yet 100%ers. We know, my friends, God is calling us to more, but we hesitate to respond. God is calling us to be better managers of what He has left for us. God is calling us to be better stewards. God is calling us to use better our time in His service, our talent in His service, and our treasure in His service. God is calling us to more, but so often the people of God hesitate to respond. We are always saying, let Mary do it. Let Tom do it. Not realizing that God expects each of us to give the best of our time, our talents, and our treasure. We say, always, my friends, let others do it. I ask us today, on this first Sunday in Lent, to take a look again at ourselves and the temptations that we face. And I pray that each of us will make Lent really count. Let us deal with the big picture. Our basic temptation to be less than God calls us to be. Let us all take up our wrestling this Lent, my friends. And if we take up our wrestling, we will come to Easter as different people, as changed people. Amen.